Germany's decision not to take part in the NATO mission in Libya has led to withering criticism at home and abroad. Its abstention from the UN vote authorizing the action is said to have set back Germany's hopes of winning a permanent seat on the Security Council. Now, as Syria's government cracks down on protesters, Germany and other Western powers are facing more tough questions about if and when they should step in. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports from Berlin.
NATO stepped up attacks on Colonel Gaddafi's forces this week with intensified airstrikes on ammunition, supply, and command sites in several cities, including the capital, Tripoli. But one of the pillars of NATO, Germany, was not involved in the UN-backed effort to protect Libyan civilians. At a press conference Tuesday, German Chancellor Angela Merkel sounded defensive when asked if Europe's economic powerhouse was taking its political responsibilities for NATO and the UN seriously.
Germany is a member of the UN Security Council, and it looks to fulfill all its duties. Even though Germany abstained, for me it was clear that as soon as the UN resolution on Libya was passed, it was also our resolution. And we are just as interested to see it carried out successfully as, say, Britain, France, and the US.
But saying it's our resolution and abstaining, to many in Europe, is seen as an abstention of leadership that reinforces the decades-old image of Germany as an economic giant, but a political dwarf.
You can't just say, on the one hand, Gaddafi must go, and on the other hand, we're not going to do anything about it. In fact, we shouldn't really do anything about it. That is the kind of contradictions that expose you to ridicule.
Josef Jaffe is the editor of the influential weekly paper Die Zeit and is a senior fellow at Stanford University. Jaffe charges that Chancellor Merkel and her foreign minister Guido Westerwelle cost Germany vital political currency by violating a bedrock principle of German foreign policy.
Act with as many others as possible and always avoid going it alone. That has been, you know, the first commandment of post-war German foreign policy. And for the first time, Westerwelle maneuvered the country where it was all alone.
Or at least in the company of China, Russia, India, and Brazil in abstaining from the Libya vote. These are important trading partners, points out analyst Constanze Stelzenmüller, but dubious bedfellows for Germany to cozy up to on issues of war, peace, and democratic change.
Having had the Eastern European revolutions of 1989, we ought to recognize these revolutions, the Arab Spring, for what they are. People wanting freedom, access to education. They want freedom from fear. Surely that's something we ought to support.
Germany today has about 5,000 soldiers in Afghanistan, a near-decade-old military mission that remains highly unpopular at home. And Minister Westerwelle asked some of the same questions about Libya that Germany and its NATO allies have grappled with in Afghanistan for years. What is the endgame? Is this mission creep? And what is the exit strategy? Stelzenmüller, a senior fellow at the German Marshall Fund, says the criticism of Germany is only partly fair. The West, she says, is opening itself up to charges of hypocrisy by moving relatively quickly to intervene in Libya, but doing little beyond limited sanctions against Syria, a dictatorship in the midst of a brutal, deadly crackdown on protesters.
It seems to me that within Europe and within the transatlantic relationship, we are unable even to come to grips with an analysis of the situation, much less policy recommendations, and much less when and where to use the military with any good effect.
The European Union this week is ratcheting up diplomatic pressure and economic sanctions on Syria. The German government says it's in the forefront of that effort. But critics say the damage is done and that with Libya, Germany missed an important opportunity to exercise leadership. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Berlin.